The U.S. Census Bureau has a new program we're going to talk about this morning, helping to make numbers count in the classroom. We have Vicki Glaser, the program lead for statistics in schools, on the line this morning to talk about it. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning.
So what is the program, Statistics in Schools?
So we know that a lot of kids hear the word statistics and they don't like it. They think, yuck, math, I want nothing to do with it. So we created a program to show students that statistics are actually very cool. They're everywhere. They're not even aware of their daily lives. The statistics are around them. So we have this free program for teachers. We have activities and tools to teach with census data outside of just math. We have social studies and history and geography and sociology to complement and augment what teachers are already teaching in the classroom to help make statistics fun for their students.
I guess the key to this is these are real statistics, right? These are ones that you have got, the Census Bureau has taken from their census.
Correct. That's exactly right. We want to give back and have students understand that we fill out these census forms and this is the data that comes from it. And this is data about their cities and states and communities that they can look up and learn more about the people that they live with in their areas. It's real-life data.
Now, besides thinking, well, we have all these numbers, what else can we do with them? How was this program developed in a reason, you know, to get out there to the teachers?
Right, so we wanted to make sure that we developed this program for teachers and we worked with teachers. So we brought our experts in subject areas here at the Census Bureau and we brought in 138 teachers. And we consulted with educational organizations like the Council for Geographic Education. And once we had our team formed, we all worked together to review and approve all the content and our activities. So we really wanted to make sure that we ended up with a product that was very useful for our teachers.
Are you targeting any specific grades or ages of the kids?
So our activities focus on kindergarten through high school.
Basically through K through 12, as they call it. Then.
Exactly.
And are these most current statistics? Do you use things through history? Maybe if people are, you know, looking at times in the past, do you use that? Or where are the numbers that you use coming from?
We have a little of both. We have a very robust section on history and social studies where we talk about Civil War, the Great Depression, history of the telephone. We also have very recent data where kids can go in and look at how many other kids their age live in their state as of last year or how many candy stores were in their state last year. So it ranges from very current to historical.
Vicki, if a teacher or maybe an administrator hears our chat today, how can they get this program in their classroom?
So we want people to know that anybody can participate, totally free, no sign up required. Go to census.gov/schools.
When we think of census, we always think of sort of number of people in the household, maybe income, sort of ethnicity or something. What are some of these sort of smaller or interesting details that they'll be able to use? You mentioned number of candy stores or even telephones. Is that included, like how many people actually had a telephone or connection? What kind of things have they found in the census records that kind of make them come to life and seem a little more exciting than just a number?
So one of the things that we're hoping we can also get across in these activities is that we do have the census that everybody's really familiar with, which happens every 10 years. But we're also out every day, every year, doing other surveys and censuses. We have the economic census. We produce something called County Business Patterns, which gives people data about the businesses in their counties and who runs them and what kind of establishments there are, how many amusement parks. There's pretty much almost, I would say, anything you wanted to know about your area that you could find at census.gov.
Wow. Again, census.gov/schools. You can find out more. Our guest today, program lead for statistics in schools, Vicki Glaser. Vicki, thanks for sharing the details. Hope we can get them out into the classroom soon. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.